Midge looked so comical that some of the vermin started laughing. Tamil joined in with his friend's dance, the pair of them whirling and stamping, rags and tatters jouncing and twirling. Soon all the vermin were laughing at their antics, even Scorp. From his hiding place behind a stately elm, Rockjaw smiled. Midge and Tamil were safe for the moment. Keeping a safe distance, the big hare shadowed the party as they made their way back to the rapscallion camp. Scorp trudged alongside Midge, eyeing him curiously.
You're a clever old beast, Miggo. Let's see you pull a chestnut out of my ear. Go on.
Midge's unpatched eye twinkled slyly.
No need to, bucko. Look, there's one stuck to your cloak.
Scorp shook his head in wonderment as he pulled the sticky nut from the cloak across his shoulders and munched happily on it.
Your pal there, Purful, why don't he never say anything?
Midge passed a paw across his throat, grinning wickedly.
We had an argument when we was both young'uns. Burful called me some bad names, so I cut his throat. He lived through it, but he ain't never spoke a single word since that day. Old Burful won't call any beast bad names no more.
It was getting toward evening when they reached the rapscallion camp on the hillside above the stream. A shudder passed through Tamo as he followed Scorp's party. There were countless vermin crouched around fires, cooking, resting, squabbling and arguing with their neighbours. Drums throbbed ceaselessly, and hideously painted faces glared curiously at the two disguised hares. Every beast was armed with an ugly array of weaponry, from cutlasses and spears down to what looked like sharpened hooks set on long poles. Smoke from the fires swirled around them as they reached the stream bank. Scorp halted his party in front of a tent with four rat guards guarding the entrance and laid the supplies they had foraged for on the ground. Tamo and Midge were pushed forward. Suddenly the tent flap was thrown back and they found themselves face to face with Damag Warfang, first blade of all rapscallions. Though the fair on his back stood rigid with fright, Tamo could not help being impressed by Damag's barbarically splendid appearance. The great rat was wearing the helmet with a skull on its spike, and his slitted feral eyes glared at them out of a scarlet and blue painted face. He wore a close meshed tunic of silver mail, belted across with a broad snakeskin band. Sandals and gauntlets of green lizard skin covered his paws. Damag Warfang leaned forward, his powerful frame like a coiled steel spring, as he pointed at the hares with his symbol of office, the sword with two edges, one straight, the other like the waves of the sea.
What do you want here? You are not rapscallions.